This is radio station FSRS of the International Network. At the sound of the tone, it will be 11 p.m. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Robert Dietz inviting you to another half hour of listening pleasure. Tonight, the West Fargo Meatpackers Association brings you the newly discovered Sanka Cantata by P.D.Q. Bach. The soloist in this evening's performance is Sir Osbronk Chappie Bart, who is also responsible for bringing the cantata to light. He unearthed it in the ancient Leckendorf Schloss of southern Germany early this year. It is scored for baritone, violin, viola, cello, serpent, and harpsichord. A serpent, so named because it is capable of playing all the scales, is the precursor of the modern bassoon, which cannot boast of that attainment. Sir Osbronk has graciously consented to an interview here in the green room of Blarney Hall in New York Mills. And, Sir Osbronk, did you find it necessary to make any changes in the scoring of this cantata?
Well, the cantata was originally scored for caffeine. However, I feel that the modern listener is subject to so much greater strain and tension that I usually extract the caffeine.
I see. How did you happen to come across this masterpiece?
Finding the musical situation in England intolerable, I waded to the Lake Isle of Innisfree in search of new music, and was vastly disappointed on finding nothing but clay, wattles, and nine-tone rows there. Whereupon I made my way to southern Germany, singing for my bread, which was invariably stale and moldy. Upon biting into one particularly stiff slice, I perceived that what I had taken for black mold were actually notes in a crabbed manuscript hand. Running down this clue led me to the Leckendorf Schloss, where I found the cantata being employed as a strainer in the caretaker's percolator. Well, sir, you can imagine...
Thank you, Sir Osbronk Chappie Bart. I'm sure that this premiere will live up to the high standards that you have set for your former concerts here. Well, here we are in the announcer's booth, and the performers are ready to begin the Sanka Cantata of P.D.Q. Bach.
Suddenly there came from the multitude a cry of great joy, for there appeared the heavenly hostess, Isabella, who fiddled Dee.
Six pence pockets full of rye. Sing the song of six. sixpence pockets full of rye. Oh, sing a song, oh, sing a song, oh, sing a song of sea. Sing a song of pockets full of rye. Of sixpence pockets full of sixpence pockets, of sixpence pockets full of rye. Of sixpence pockets, of sixpence pockets full of sixpence pockets, of sixpence pockets full of rye. Sing a song of sixpence pockets full of rye. Sing a song of sixpence pockets full of rye. Sing a song of sixpence pockets full of rye. Full of rye.
You have just heard the two movements and recitative of PDQ's Bach, Sankar Cantata, based on the texts Praise Be to the Lloyd, Isabella the Heavenly Hostess, and Sing a Song of Sixpence Pockets Full of Rye. The performers of tonight's work were Sir Osbronk Chappie, Bart, baritone, George Elechix, violin, David Brache, viola, L.E. Heath, cello, Johann Zipfigat, serpent, and Petrotica Schikolos, harpsichord. The producer was Pierre Felsenstein, the technical director, Einrad Dial. So, until next time, this is your announcer, Robert Bob Dietz, of the NDAC Music Department, saying good night.